This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Democrats nominate Joe Biden.
Joe helped bring us back from a recession before, and he can do it again.
Postmaster changes course.
If he's sincere about it, it means the bully has backed off.
Parents link up so kids can learn.
People just left and right saying, can you include me? Can you email me?
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Democrats have formally nominated former Vice President Joe Biden as their 2020 presidential candidate. CBS's Steve Futterman says Biden watched it all from a Delaware school library as the Democratic convention unfolded online.
32 years after he first sought the Democratic nomination, Joe Biden finally did it. There was little suspense.
Idaho cast 9 votes for Bernie Sanders and 16 for our next president, Joe Biden.
With delegates scattered across the nation, votes were announced in every state, territory, and the District of Columbia. And when it was over,
Joe Biden has officially been nominated by the Democratic Party.
There was some celebration, then words from the nominee.
Thank you very, very much. From the bottom of my heart, thank you all.
On night two, there was more praise for Biden and more attacks on President Trump. And once again, major speakers included a Republican, former Secretary of State Colin Powell.
With Joe Biden in the White House, you will never doubt that he will stand with our friends and stand up to our adversaries.
Former President Bill Clinton also delivered comments.
You know what Donald Trump will do with 4 more years? Blame, bully, and belittle.
The final speaker of the evening was Joe Biden's wife, Jill.
He and Kamala will work as hard as you do every day to make this nation better.
Tonight, Kamala Harris takes the spotlight. She will be officially nominated, then deliver her acceptance speech. Also speaking will be former President Obama.
The Postmaster General says he'll delay changes at the Postal Service until after the November election. Democrats allege the maneuvers were designed to stifle mail-in voting. CBS's Paula Reed.
Speaking in Arizona, President Trump tried to put a positive spin on the embattled Postal Service.
The post office is running as well as it has in a long time.
The president made those remarks on the same day the Postmaster General, Louis DeJoy, reversed course, announcing that his recent changes to the Postal Service would stop until after the election is concluded. In a statement, he said, to avoid even the appearance of any impact on election mail, the post office will keep hours the same, not remove any additional mail processing equipment or blue collection boxes, and mail processing facilities will remain open. But Washington Attorney General Bob Ferguson says DeJoy also needs to reverse the damage already done.
In Washington State, 3 of our 5 processing centers closed down for outgoing mail. We need those back up and running.
The Senate Intelligence Committee, led by Republicans, concludes Russia launched an aggressive effort to interfere in the 2016 election to help Donald Trump. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
It says campaign chairman Paul Manafort's willingness to share information with individuals closely affiliated with the Russian intelligence services represented a grave counterintelligence threat. Bipartisan investigators say they learned of 3 general sets of allegations involving Trump engaging in personal relationships with Russian women dating back to the 90s.
The report says Manafort shared Trump polling data with a Russian operative, a person who might have been linked to efforts to hack and leak Democratic emails. More colleges are acting to end in-person learning on campus as coronavirus cases spark concern. Michigan State put fall courses online yesterday. Classrooms at Notre Dame are closed for now. A new poll indicates 22% of college students are not re-enrolling this fall. It's a tough situation in California. High heat and a wildfire season that is very active. Two separate fires in the state's wine country have burned nearly 70,000 acres. Amy Cook's home is one of those that's been incinerated by flames.
We thought it's just some crazy miracle we would come back to our home, but that's not going to happen.
Confrontation in a California courtroom as victims and their families got a chance to speak directly to the former cop now known as the Golden State Killer. Joseph DeAngelo committed 13 known murders and dozens of rapes decades ago. A sister of one victim told the court,
"It is inconceivable that such a creature exists in this world. May he rot in hell."
DeAngelo, who is 74, will be sentenced to life in prison on Friday under a plea agreement. Well, remote learning will be a pandemic fact of life this fall for millions of school children. That puts pressure on working parents. CBS's Carter Evans says some who can afford it are turning to what are called learning pods.
Marina Tirica and Todd Preston both have demanding jobs at NASA. And while assisting with third grade math is hardly rocket science, they're desperate for help.
You've come to the same conclusion so many parents have, which is, I can't teach my child and do my job at the same time.
No way. At best, you know, I'm 60% productive.
So they launched a trial run for a learning pod with other families. Together, they're hiring a tutor 20 hours a week for $2,500 a month.
We are blessed that we have the option.
Jen Glusak has been teaching in public schools for more than 30 years. Now she's matching qualified teachers with pods. But she's looking for sponsors to pay for kids who can't afford it.
There shouldn't be a divide between the haves and the have-nots.
It's a hard lesson in home economics for everyone. Carter Evans, CBS News, Los Angeles.
The pandemic is threatening what many consider the birthplace of music's British invasion.
We proudly present the Beatles.
August 1962, the Beatles playing Liverpool's Underground Cavern Club, where they got their start. 2 months later, Love Me Do would make them global superstars. But the Cavern Club ground on in all its hot, dank, sweaty glory until perhaps now.
The thought of the Cavern Club not being here, that is inconceivable, but it's a real threat.
Manager John Keats has had to lay off 20 staff since the lockdowns began, and with live gigs still banned here in Britain, this world-famous venue is under threat. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
There's a new and troubling report about access to mental health care.
According to the Trevor Project, LGBTQ youth are dealing with incredibly high rates of discrimination and victimization. But according to a new study of more than 40,000 between the ages of 13 and 24, most wanted to get mental health care, but more than half couldn't afford it. The problem is worse among Black, Latinx, and Asian American LGBTQ people in the survey. Though the survey was done before the COVID-19 pandemic, the Trevor Project says the young people struggles with isolation and anxiety will increase, and they still can't get the care they need. Allison Keys, CBS News.
A New York attorney who called himself the lottery lawyer has been charged with swindling millions of dollars from lottery winners in a scam that prosecutors say included an organized crime family. It's alleged Jason Curlin's victims lost more than $80 million. He has pleaded not guilty. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.